From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats in Havana, where at least 22 have been sickened at the embassy. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they are clearly unable to do so.
Nauert said despite the expulsions, official ties with Cuba will not change.
Our policy on Cuba has not changed. We have diplomatic relationships with Cuba. We recognize that at this time, there is a need to keep a post open there with a skeleton crew handling emergency-type issues down there.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reacted, saying the decision represents a regression of bilateral ties, a purely political act that only benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. University of Miami Cuba specialist Jaime Suchlicki said he expects relations to remain rocky.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely this is escalating.
In June, President Donald Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties. Rwandan prosecutors have charged a prominent critic of President Paul Kagame with forgery and inciting insurrection. Diana Rwigara, who was barred from challenging Mr. Kagame in August's election, faces up to 15 years in jail. She's accused of forging some of the signatures in her effort to qualify as a candidate. Rwigara and members of her family have been detained since late September. This is VOA News.